89 AJY, mobile.
WP9YPA.
KC3ZWY.
WP9YPA, mobile.
How we doing this glorious morning? Took me a minute to find the repeater.
Okay. Yeah, I'm tired. I probably slept about an hour, maybe an hour and a half at the most. So I'm pretty tired. I have to be up. I'm heading to Elkhart on a job.
No, roger that. I'm sitting here at the first service plaza when you come on the toll road. Yeah, I'm going to send my truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're hitting the, what, LaPorte 2-meter repeater.
It's listed as Michigan City.
Yep, that's actually LaPorte now, and then they did a stop, and now Michigan City is 146.61. So, yeah, they switched two repeater systems around. They were having some kind of a intermod problem, so that's what they did. I'm on 220. I'm coming into the South Bend 220 repeater.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, 'cause I heard you come on, and I don't have that repeater added in, because there's a repeater on the 970 out in Peoria. That's how I picked it up.
Oh, wow. Okay. you found the correct PL frequency then. So that works.
Yeah, Roger. Repeater book has a correct tone. But yeah, I was like, I know I'm not picking up Peoria all the way out here, right?
No. Yeah, right. Let's see, so you're near the service plaza there off of the toll road, right in that area then. That's what, where's that service plaza? Oh, you might still be west of Michigan City then, I think.
I forget what this is called here. It's when you first get on the toll road from 8094.
All right, yep. And name here is Mike. Mike India Kilo Echo. And, oh, man. I hope I can stay awake. Wow, it's slick. Why is it so slick? It's not cold enough for it to freeze. My rear tires were slipping crazy. Okay. And let's see. Yeah. So you must be heading. So you're heading east then.
Yep, roger. I picked up a load of seeds for trucks out of Davenport, Iowa, and taking them, there's a MAC plant out there in Allentown, PA, so, yeah, heading that way.
Oh, my gosh, yep. You've got some mileage to put in. Do you do this, like, every day, or is it, like, a weekly type trip you have to do?
I drive every day. I don't have any set runs, though. Wherever they send me. Last week? I'm trying to think here. Oh, man. I guess it'll be 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I was in Fargo, North Dakota. You know, then I was down in Virginia and South Carolina last week, and this week they sent me out through Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and out to Iowa. Now I'm going back. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay, so you're basically a newbie to this repeater, the one you're talking on.
Yeah, Roger. I don't think I've ever talked on this one. Like, I don't have it. I don't have it in my memory list. So, if I ever have keyed it up, I never reached anybody because usually I don't add them into my list unless I've talked to somebody.
Okay, yep, this machine belongs to the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. And a bunch of good guys. I mean, I'm kind of putting in a sales pitch for them. I'm a member of that, too, and I don't even live in LaPorte County.
South Bend, I don't think I ever got anybody on that one.
Yeah, there's quite a few repeaters on in the South Bend, Mishawaka area on 2 meters, but there's only one 220 system, and that thing, that repeater is, that's got the same PL tone as the one you're using here, 131.8, and the frequency is 223.98.
Alright, hold on here. I'm gonna punch it into my HT. 1 second. You said 223.
Yeah, 223.98. Yeah, they call it FM 98, or they used to.
Oh, I missed that. I missed the last part again. There's somebody talking on the CB. Sorry.
Wow, you found somebody talking on CB. That's amazing. Wow, okay. Yeah, 223.98. 223.98. QSL?
Yeah, Roger, got 98. I got it now. Yeah, I had that new Yaesu FTX1 in here. That's what I'm talking on. So it's a dual band, all band, all mode radio. It's kind of nice, you know. I can talk on repeaters and still monitor CV. Once in a while, you'll hear somebody on it. I didn't have it turned up loud enough to hear what they were saying, but right as you started to tell me, somebody said something. And so I was hearing two voices at the same time, and they weren't my own.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Let's see, it might, yeah, I gotta watch it through here. It's 20 miles per hour. I'm out on Kern Road, which is way south of the repeater. The repeater, the 220 repeater has pretty lousy coverage to the south. It doesn't work so good to the south.
All right, Roger that.
And I would go on 50 meters, but I can't hit the LaPorte repeater from where I'm at with my handy talkie.
Oh, Roger, you don't have a mobile radio there, huh?
No, I don't. It's got problems, so it's on the workbench, and I'm waiting. Where I can get into it to find out what's wrong with it.
No, Roger that. Yeah, sucks when you have broke stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. And before I can start working on it, I have to get a bunch of broadcast equipment repaired first.
Roger that. Yeah, I hope this thing never breaks because I can't work it on a radio. It'd have to get sent back into Yaesu. Yeah.
Anymore, these radios are so sophisticated. They're almost impossible to repair.
Yeah, Roger. Cause I bought this. I have a Kenwood 75, and. When I bought it, I did not have it Mars modded, and so I took it to a CB shop that I trusted, you know, they're, some of them you can't trust, and, you know, he put the resistor in a little baggie, and I mean, if you were just to pick up the baggie, you'd never know there was a resistor, it's so tiny, you know.
Oh, no, they're using like 0402 and 0602 surface mount resistors. And yeah, they're like the size, probably smaller than the head of a pen. They're terrible.
Yeah, man, I was like, well, this thing never breaks, man. It's expensive enough that it's worth fixing, but...
To get out of the France,
hear you anymore.
Lakeshore Hotel. Looking stupid. That sounded like Larry pressed the wrong button. 79AMR, K9OVO. 79AMR.
K9QIL, can you access?
Double.